The post-match interview.
As we head down into the rooms, you've got one of the victorious Hawks with you, Lock.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. And James Warple, good enough to join us straight after the game. James, what a thrilling win for you guys. Hard earned, obviously, at the start there. Perhaps some wasted opportunities with the amount of inside 50s you got. But to come back the way you did in that last quarter must be a pleasing result for you guys.
Yeah, it is. We got so close last week and we were a bit disappointed. And, two quality oppositions back-to-back is always going to be tough. But, the boys stuck fat and, like you said, we wasted a few opportunities early. But then when you fix a few things up, we looked all right.
Is that what the message from Clarko was? I guess just keep doing what you're doing and the results are going to come your way, because you did seem to have a lot of the play and it was going your way.
Yeah, like I said, we just had to clean up a few things, get inside 50 a bit more, a bit deeper, sorry. And we fixed up a few things, started switching a bit more and using the ball a bit better. So, yeah, Clarko's a genius and he has a plan for everything, so it's great.
Warps, Kingy up in the K-Rock box. Good to talk again. Darren Berry with me, Mickey Barlow and Heath Buck. Is that the best win you've been involved in your couple of years at the footy club?
I'd say so. I haven't been here very long, so my second year, so hopefully there's heaps more good wins to come.
Absolutely. What are you working on with your footy at the moment? You're spending a lot more time in the midfield. Who are you working hard with at the moment to improve your game?
Since Sam Mitchell's come across, I've got a really good relationship with him and, just everything, the little tricks into the trade that he, can teach me, it's pretty good, and I'm pretty much a leech off him at the moment. And yeah, the more I can learn from him, the better I'm going to be.
I said at the final siren, a season that was on life support has got a faint pulse. Do you still hold out hopes of September, or are you just going to give me a cliche and say you just worry about Fremantle next week?
The season's always on... sorry, Sam just bloody strangled me. The season's, I think, mathematically still there. We've got a young group and heaps of boys getting opportunities. So, there's always... the hope there, and we'll see what happens.
James, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations, mate. You started a little slow. We said at quarter time up here that maybe you needed to lift. Well, lift you did. I thought you were outstanding and got better as the game went. What was Alistair Clarkson's message? We felt that you guys were actually the better team tonight. The players never remember. What did he say at three quarter time?
You pushed it there. I can't really tell you what happened 5 minutes ago, to be honest, but we just needed to get it in 50 a bit better and take our chances. I think we kicked 13 points, so just being more calm in front of goal.
Now, you mentioned inside 50, and there's a bit of a new look to the Hawks down there, and we were really impressed with the game of Mitchell Lewis tonight. He took a couple of big grabs and kicked a couple of big goals. He's certainly quite athletic up forward.
Yeah, he is. Mitchie's, another great one of our young boys, and he's coming along in leaps and bounds, so... Ollie Hammerhand obviously kicked two goals, an important time in the game, and people are getting opportunities now, which is really good.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with Young Gun Hawk James Warple, here's Michael Barlow on Carrick Footy.
James, terrific game, man. I want to take us inside that last 2 minutes. So Collingwood get back within 3 points, and you mentioned Clarko, 15 years, he's a genius. How well drilled are you guys with 2 minutes to go, three points up? Everyone knows what they're doing. Take us inside the group that's on the ground at that moment.
Like I said, Clark is probably going to be one of the greatest coaches ever coach a football team in AFL. So, he's got a plan for everything. And, all us boys have been around for a while now. And, the amount of meetings we sit in, we get drilled the same thing over and over again. And that, everyone knows where they're meant to be on the oval and what time and what spot they're meant to be. So, yeah, he's got a plan for everything.
Good. And James Sicily's game tonight is absolutely fantastic. 14 marks, 5 of those contested. Clarko swung him forward the other week, couldn't get a kick. Is he a bit more comfortable down back and a bit more beneficial for you?
Yeah, he said to me straight after the game, like, you played bloody well. And he's like, yeah, I haven't had a kick for the last month. So, he's definitely down back in. Sister's a great player and he's just going to get better.
Warps, it's been a good year for those Falcons boys of 2017. Are you enjoying watching Grian Myers and the way he's started to take the football world by storm?
Yeah, it's great to see other boys you played alongside not too long ago, have their dream player for footy, and he's doing really well. And I saw him the other day and we're pretty good mates. So, yeah, I'm stoked to see him.
Cross paths with Sammy Walsh?
Yes, I have spoken to Sam at the airport once or twice, and he's just a superstar character and he's going to be a very good player in the future.
Do you get back home much?
I try to get home a little bit. Last year I was home a bit more, and this year I'm a bit more settled in Melbourne, which is nice, but yeah.
James Jarman Impey, I thought, off half-back tonight was so clean. There seemed to be a lot of pressure in that game. Both teams cracked in and tackled hard. But his clean hands and use off half-back, for me, I thought he was the most dominant player.
Yeah, Jars had a really good game. And I think he's had a good month of football. So, you know, his aerial ability is an elite. And he's clean along the ground, like you said. And he adds a bit of dash and a different dimension down there.
James, last one from me. And it was probably mentioned earlier on about you working with Sam Mitchell. Is Tom Mitchell starting to sort of be around the boys? Have you learnt much from him? And if there's one area of your game that you would like to really add to, what would you say it would be?
Yeah, just the way he covers the ground and gets heaps of uncontested marks, you know. I struggle with that side of the game, I reckon, and that's probably going to be one of my big improvement areas to, you know, get some uncontested footy, uncontested marks, which will, you know, put me in good stead for the rest of the year.
Special night for a couple of your teammates. Does that get mentioned at all, even late in the game? Does somebody have to remind that we've got two blokes that we need to do this for?
Yeah, it does. It got mentioned probably half-time, start of the game, and probably three-quarter time as well. You know, you just got to give a little bit extra. Those two are, you know, great blokes of the group and everyone loves them, and you just put a little bit extra when you know you're playing for them.
Yeah, Warps, always good to talk with you, mate. Love watching your football journey. We've obviously been following it for a heck of a long time here at K-Rock with your days at the Falcons and coming through the juniors as well. And well done on the win tonight. It's a wonderful win for your footy club, and mate, be a good little launch pad for the remainder of the season. Well done.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
James Warple joining us down in the victorious Hawthorn rooms here on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.